from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Ball game, six in a row for the Astros, matching their longest winning streak of 2024. The Astros now move as close as they have been to Seattle in a month, as they are now 4.5 back of the Mariners in the American League West. Bummer, the Astros rolling along.
They are indeed, Todd Kallas. Todd Kallas on the call, Space City Home Network. The Astros beat the Colorado Rockies 5-2 last night, 5 in the first inning, and they just kind of cruised into shore the rest of the way. It really helps when Hunter Brown is pitching the way he is. 7 consecutive quality starts. He's been outstanding. And the Astros now just 4.5 games back. I don't know. 9 o'clock crowd. I know you're not with us at 6, but have you heard the good news? The Astros are 4.5 games back in the division, 3 back in the loss column, 1 game under 500, which they can make up today at 1 o'clock against the Rockies. And probably, I would say, of all the different games back, our record is this. 3.5 games back of the wild card, man. You're just 3.5 games out of the dance right now.
Yeah, yeah. This is for a team that, He's shown a lot of signs of progress, obviously, as of late. It feels very much within reach that, okay, being a buyer at the trade deadline is like it, right now, and we are, Sean and I are both suckers and prisoners of the moment.
Are we ever?
Yeah. Full speed ahead. fire the torpedoes. Hell yeah, we're buying. We're taking down targets, man. Yeah.
We did a segment last week where I was comparing various Astros players to steakhouse menu items that other GMs could come in and purchase, basically. And
right.
Now here we are, standing behind Dana Brown, holding our weapons, protecting our GM, as he tells MLB TV yesterday, Brian Kenny, in response to, are you buying or selling or standing pat?
Oh yeah, we're buying.
Hell, I mean, yeah,
we're in that mood where, you know what, we can get better. We're going to try to get better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see us, and I said back then, I don't see us as a club that's going to be a seller. Yeah. I've never been around a really good major league team that, you know, didn't fight to the finish. And these guys have grit, and they'll fight to the finish. And it's a good ball club. So ultimately, I think these guys are on the road right now. I think once we get on all cylinders for, you know, like a month straight, I think you'll see really good things out of this club. The goal, as I mentioned, is to get back to 500 and then go on that run and try to take over, you know, the lead in the division. And that's what our main focus is, win the division.
Now, that is something that I believe this show has been of the mindset of, hey, man, standings are the standings. Let's get back to 500 and then we'll start to figure some things out.
Right.
I know, you know, right. I remember doing the math back when they were 7-19 and 12-24. I mean, God, there was a time where this team was 12-24. And I remember going, okay. Well, how many games are they going to have played by the All-Star break? And the answer was 96. And I said, okay, what do they have to do to be 48-48? If you're 48-48 at the All-Star break, I feel like this team, that would leave you 66 games left. And you probably got to win 40 of those just to be kind of in the mix. And I feel like, okay, well, this team can go 40-26.
Mm-hmm.
But they are, Seth, 7 hours away from being 40-40 on the season right now. They are ahead of the schedule that I had initially put out for them. This has been a nice
right.
week. Yeah.
Well, which is, though, I mean, it was also everybody pretty much along the way said, all right, like, if they make a push, they got to show and prove that what they are on paper is what they can be in reality. And at the same time, even the parts what they weren't on paper and still aren't is a team where you feel awesome about the starting pitching just because of the injury situation. So really, like, you had to get to a point at the trade deadline where you felt good about the prospects moving forward, or would it be too little too late? Like, if they got to the trade deadline, they were still 10 games back. How much are these pitchers who are coming back from injury, like Luis Garcia, perhaps Lance McCullers, obviously Justin Verlander, like, and how is Hunter Brown pitching? Those were all huge question marks. Hunter Brown he's had 7 quality starts in a row now. You know, like, he's looked very much like the professional pitcher you want as one of your starting rotation. So yeah, as long as you've still got those guys waiting in the wings to return to the pitching staff, it feels much more like a team where, yeah, you should be aggressive at the trade deadline. Now, I don't think people's appetite has changed in terms of, like, I don't think there's anybody out there that wants to trade away really good prospects for a star-studded deal necessarily.
Yeah, it depends. You know, like, any deal, I would say, I don't want to close the door on anything, but if we're just talking in generalities, I'm with you on that. Like, there is a point where you do need to have an eye on the future somewhat here, especially if you feel like we're losing Tucker in free agency in a couple of years. You're losing Bregman to free agency after this year. Verlander is, in all likelihood, his option is not going to vest for next year, so he becomes a free agent again, you know?
I think that the one thing to remember and keep perspective on it is that, okay, on paper, which never feels good to talk about, even when, you know, when they were struggling, it didn't feel good to talk about how good they're supposed to be on paper. But if you reset yourself and you're in a position to make a playoff run, they still, on paper, are, in some ways, I mean, if you're optimistic about the pitching coming back to help, mm-hmm. they're, and they're in some ways better on paper than they were back when they were one of the three most favorite teams to win a World Series at the beginning of the season because of the rise of some of your younger players.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, you've lost Urquidy, you've lost Javier. There's nothing you can do about that this season. But the guys that are playing more like all-stars that you expect to play, the guys who are former MVP candidates that are starting to play a lot more like the best version of themselves, those things, you're reminded of that. So I don't think being aggressive at the trade deadline is something where all of a sudden you're certainly not back like in 2017 where you're trying to get a guy like Verlander on here that can show these guys how to win. These guys know how to win.
Yeah, no question. No question. I wonder, I may need to poke my ears in on Seattle radio this afternoon. You know, I listened to a little Baltimore radio on Monday after the Astros swept them, and there was some excuse-making going on Baltimore. This is new territory for them. There was,
That region of the country, I'd expect no less. Washington, D.C.
Right.
These bums. Yeah, nothing but excuses.
They had played 17 straight days, and maybe there was one caller that said that they thought maybe they were tired from scoring all those runs against the Yankees the two games. Or they scored 17 runs against the Yankees on Thursday and then 11 against the Astros on Friday in a loss, but scored 11. And, you know, they just ran out of steam after scoring all those runs and they played 17 straight days. So there was some excuse-making going on Baltimore radio. I would be curious because Seattle's been used to dealing with the Astros for a while now, being in the same division, especially last year. They were in a divisional race with the Astros last year and with the Rangers. I wonder what they're feeling in Seattle right now with the Astros very close in the rearview mirror.
Probably love and admiration the way they always have for the Astros.
Yeah.
I think it's probably a whole lot of like, wow, just can't, you know, what are you going to do? It's the Astros, yeah.
You were there for that Pena home run playoff game, that 18-inning game. Is that what it was when you were there? There was just all,
It was.
All
I've
love.
Never received such an outpouring of love and warmth from an opposing fan base, maybe even our own. I got more love walking around that ballpark than I do walking around NRG on a good day. Yeah.
Hunter Brown, 1.47 ERA over this stretch of seven starts. Man, he's been good. That's good to see. That's important not just for this season, but for like the next several seasons. Having Hunter Brown.
Right.
Like if I can pick one pitcher of all these guys to ball out for the rest of the year, it's Hunter Brown, because that's the guy who's going to be here in 2028, you know?
I haven't forgotten my friend JP France, Sean. He's out there somewhere.
You love you,
rehabbing
JP. Yeah.
Much more agonizingly and with more setbacks than I would have hoped, but he's out there, Sean. He struggled early in the season, just like when Hunter Brown struggled early in the season.
Yep.
But JP France is the bespectacled JP France might still return to our lives in 2024.
He's spectacled. Dude, JP France. Morning, fellas. This is from Rich Rose. I'm on the app, a little behind. Don't you think there's too many injuries because these pitchers are rushed now? They need to add 5 seconds or more to help the pitchers. Do you think the pitch clock has anything to do with all these arm injuries right now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They can deal with it. It's not like it's hurting pitching overall in the in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Like the pitching is still so ferocious in Major League Baseball now that no matter how many rule changes they make, it's not juicing up the game in terms of runs allowed. It is. I think some people think that the rules changes have failed, which is completely false. Like, they've actually worked for doing what they were supposed to do, which is increase the amount of action per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the games are a half hour shorter. There's a lot more action on the ball, on the base paths. The balls in play per minute played are it's more. So there's just more action. People are watching the games more intently. So like that part of it, I'm not overly worried about it. Like, the pitchers will adjust. The guys will get used to pitching with a pitch clock, and you'll move on.
Yeah.
But for now, it's not like pitching overall is struggling. Yeah, but maybe it's contributing to injuries.
To the injuries, maybe, yeah. A few texts.
But they can deal with it. They can deal with it.
Yeah. This just in. They still get paid even when they get hurt.
Plus, and the other thing to remember, too, is like every other team in the league is dealing with it. I'm not going to sit here and cry victim as an Astros fan when 29 other teams are dealing with the pitch clock as well.
For sure.
So it's just a matter of, okay, how well do you adapt and respond to it in the next couple of years?
Yep. Text message, KD is a pure fit everywhere. He's proven that. That's kind of how I feel. I feel like any team could pick up Kevin Durant, and you're the only drastic change you're making is you become wicked better offensively as a basketball team.
Yeah, don't overthink bringing a really good basketball player.
Not this
team.
One.
And it's not like for Kevin Durant, I thought you made a good distinction earlier, which is that I think sometimes people mistake Kevin Durant and how he behaves on social media with how he behaves on a team. Yeah. And it's just not the same thing. Think about like the most notable disagreement he's had was with Draymond Green, which should be a feather in his cap.
Exactly.
More so than anything
which
else.
Could very well be Draymond's fault.
Right, right. Oh, no, he can't get along with Draymond. Oh, no.
You mean the guy that punched Jordan Poole in the face and basically ended his Warriors career? That guy? Oh, yeah.
It'd be like me bringing up as a character flaw one of the Germans that tried to assassinate Hitler. Like one of those German offers. I don't know if this guy's good for team chemistry. He tried to assassinate Hitler. I don't know. That's not the camaraderie we need or want in our regiment. No.
Oh, man. You're the best. This texter points us out, and we should just to give a little backdrop, if you missed it or if you just saw the tweets and got super confused, the Rockets made a trade last night with the Nets where they essentially gave the Nets back control of a couple of their picks that the Rockets had from the Harden trade in exchange for control of a bunch of the Suns picks that the Nets had from the Durant trade. If you're confused, I get it, because I was confused reading it. Just know this, that right now the Rockets are hoarding control of a bunch of Phoenix Suns draft capital, figuratively in a shed somewhere, like a weapon getting ready to be deployed at some point. And a texter makes a good point, because the initial thought process was that perhaps it was them trying to go after Durant imminently, which is why we're talking about this. Texter says the better chance is the Rockets going after Devin Booker in a couple years. Suns ain't blowing it up just yet, which I could see. That, Seth, it makes for a really interesting relationship between the Suns and the Rockets if this thing drags on, because a lot of these picks are in 2027, 2029, down the road. It does make it kind of interesting, like, that there's this almost arranged marriage sitting there between these two teams, where the Rockets have these picks in a barn somewhere waiting to marry up with Devin Booker 2 years from now. Like, it's almost like the Suns are kind of going along for a couple of years, like, all right, is it time to do the break class in case of emergency and call the Rockets and get our picks? They're holding our picks in escrow right now.
I don't think, honestly, I don't want to be the fan of a team, of a GM who is plotting a move 3 years in advance, because there's just way too many shifting moving parts with something like that. And most guys understand that, like, okay, you can't think that far out in advance, and the level of other moves and things that would happen in the time. I think the fact of the matter is that the Rockets are at that point where maybe ahead of like where you had it in your mind or what have you, or the way it was going to work out, all right, they've got a much more realistic chance of making a push right now.
Yeah.
And you can't ever predict exactly when that moment's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's going to come, but it feels more likely that they're ready to make a push now.
Yeah.
And because why, like, okay, who's going to, where's Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green going to be in 2 years? Yep. And like, it doesn't, that's a little too much of the long play.
I think it can be two things, though. I do think they make this deal and they get all this Phoenix draft capital, and I do think to some extent it is a bet on what they think Phoenix is going to be in a couple years. Even if they don't trade with them for Devin Booker or Kevin Durant, right, there's a feeling like that's a team that has a shelf life. That's a team that could be bad a year, the same way Brooklyn's bad now because they got rid, they blew it up, you know?
And that was the way, I was so confused, especially because it involved the Nets, when people acted like the Nets had gotten one over on the Rockets with the Harden trade, when like we'd already seen what happened with the Nets when they've made big pushes before. Yeah. When you have all those future draft picks on into the future, that, if you thought that somehow Kyrie Irving and James Harden and Kevin Durant were going to stay together for 7 or 8 years, like, shame on you.
Yeah.
Like, pay attention to what goes on with all that, which likewise, the Rockets would not be making a move for Kevin Durant thinking like, oh yeah, he's going to be here when he's 42.
Right.
It would be a play for right now.
Yep, no doubt. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I'll circle back to the Texans. My favorite game on the schedule this year has everything to do with the coaching matchup between these two head. Who do you give the edge to between these two head coaches, D'Amico Ryans and this guy? It's my favorite game on the schedule this year. That's coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Seth and
we
I
were talking about Forrest Whitley during the break.
We were mapping out, like, okay, how does a spot a piece this puzzle together? And the conclusion that we came to was, hey, man, I'm just going to bury, at least me, I'm just going to bury my head in the sand through the weekend and figure it out on Monday, like I do every weekend.
We got tired and bored trying to figure out who the probable pitchers would be through this upcoming road trip, where at some point they're either going to have to have a bullpen day, or they're going to have to call up one of the AAA pitchers that Bloss leapfrogged over to come basically straight from college to Major League Baseball. They said, hey, we got this kid. We just picked him up from Vanderbilt, or no, from
Georgetown.
Wait, where did he get? What's that?
You talking about Georgetown? Bloss?
Georgetown,
right.
Georgetown.
Yeah.
Just from Georgetown, and we're gonna draw. He just got off the plane from Georgetown.
Yep.
We're gonna throw him out there and get it instead of every other prospect we have. So I don't know. It'd probably be a bullpen day for one of those days. And then maybe on that next stretch, they bring Bloss won't be eligible until
like the when? Somewhere
next,
in that Minnesota
through next week.
Yeah, somewhere yeah. in that Minnesota series there.
So
yeah.
maybe we see Bloss up there, depending on his rehab. I don't even know what you call it rehab. Just overcoming that soreness seems to be going well and according to plan.
It so does, maybe we but we're it. Such suckers. Like, yeah, it's going well. It's the Astros. Who know, they may be ready to cut his arm off a two
but
days.
He's actually
from now.
Throwing the baseball and everything.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not like he's sitting at home, whereabouts unknown, and yeah.
Okay.
He's not off working on his PhD in finance or whatever the hell he would be doing otherwise.
Fair.
So my best hope would be, this is all I'm asking for, mm-hmm. is a complete game shutout by Framber, a complete game one run outing by Blanco, and then you get Sean Dubin pitching 60 pitches in a game, which can carry him through in just an outstanding like who's this kid yeah. fashion, I don't know, through six or seven innings. And then your bullpen day just becomes like, oh no, Dubin was actually a starter yeah. this day.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh wait, Dubin doesn't have a meth trailer? He really is a pitcher? Okay. Okay.
I told you Dubin's from up around my wife's hometown.
Yeah.
And it's an area where it's a hard scrabble area,
Say
Sean.
It.
It's a hard
yeah.
scrabble area. And yeah, yeah, Sean Dubin, I've got kids that look a lot like Sean Dubin might be also pumping your gas or whatever. Not because they work for the gas station, but because they're just trying to scrounge together some cash.
It's the Albuquerque of upstate New York.
You know where I was shocked? When I went to Oregon, sorry, quick tangent.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, like in Oregon, because my kid's a freshman or just finished freshman year at Oregon, they had just passed a law that allowed you to pump your own gas.
Right, right.
So there's still places where you go that like only half the pumps are self-serving. It's a big new thing they're figuring out up in Oregon.
Yeah.
There's how does this pump work? How do I, excuse me, sir.
Okay. What could go wrong?
They're pulling into the self-serve line and they don't even understand that you're allowed to pump your own gas.
Dude.
Sir, come get me.
Dude, yeah. How many times have they pulled out up there with the pump thing still, the nozzle still in the
yeah.
compartment there? Yeah, yeah.
I did that the other day, by the way.
You
pulled
did?
Out with a, yeah, oh. pulled out early. And typically a good thing, but not in that instance.
It was
a clean getaway.
Okay.
I actually went back later because I'd done that once before where I actually damaged the pump. And it
ended
up paying some money for it. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to be sure I wasn't, you know, didn't have a warrant out for me or anything.
Yeah.
She was cool. The lady was cool about it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Regina and Wesleyan.
There you go. My favorite game on the schedule this year is the Lions game on Sunday night. That's the game I'm most looking forward to. Texans Lions Sunday night, right smack dab in the middle of the season. Texans coming off a 10-day layoff because they just played Halloween in New York. This is a matchup of two teams that I think kind of like America is kind of getting behind both these teams right now because both franchises have been pretty downtrodden when it comes to postseason success and regular season success at times. And the matchup between the two coaches, I think, is a good one. These are two coaches that I think a lot of people are very fond of, too, for similar and different reasons. But you sent this thing to me the other day. I love when Twitter does this. The 33rd team.
Yeah.
Which head coach would you rather play for? And if you retweet it, that means you're voting for Dan Campbell. If you like the tweet, it means you're voting for D'Amico Ryans. And I know there's some of you listening that aren't on Twitter and are on social media. But just know that retweet means that you are sharing this tweet with your timeline and in some way putting an endorsement on it.
It's a bigger ask.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a more public ask.
The like it is no big deal. And now I think likes are even, I thought likes are private, so nobody can even see what you've liked or not.
Right, right.
So it's a little bit slanted in D'Amico's favor.
Dude,
here, but still.
It's winning by a 10-1 margin. 1,800 likes, 196 retweets.
Okay, in an even race, maybe he'd only be winning by a margin of 8-1 or something. But where now it's 10-1.
Who do you think, in reality, like if you were to ask players, who would you rather play for? Dan Campbell or, and I know you're more familiar with D'Amico, having played him, and we watch him day to day here, but just in general, like.
I think that honestly, yeah, let me try to remove all of my biases and everything else like that. And this is a classic trying to create drama where there is no drama, but you're taking two, I think, both considered players, coaches, guys who are former players in the league. I think D'Amico's probably got more knee-jerk respect from players than Dan Campbell does, partly just because D'Amico is a much better player in the league than Dan Campbell was. I would guess D'Amico.
Yeah.
I would guess that most players would think D'Amico. Not that they, that doesn't mean they hate Dan Campbell or anything. It's just, yeah.
I think they're both very similar energy-wise. Both former players, as you point out. So we've heard enough players now, when they get asked about D'Amico, bring up early on in their answer about him that he played and there's a respect level for him, especially as he played recently, as did Dan Campbell, like a little further back than D'Amico did, but they're both young guys within the coaching community. To me, the difference with D'Amico is I would just trust D'Amico more as a tactician. I think D'Amico, if I had to guess, you know, I would say D'Amico probably has a higher football IQ than Dan Campbell.
And honestly, though, too, and I'll say, man, there's something to be said for having a guy who's got an even keel and going through a long football season. And like Dan Campbell's very, very positive, but man, he is emo as hell. Like crying in press conferences and everything. Like I would feel a sense of trust. Like who do I want as the captain of my lifeboat? Mm-hmm. I feel like I would like D'Amico Ryans more. Now the one thing too, I think there's a meathead element to Dan Campbell, which I don't think, other than Steven Nelson, I don't think anybody really looks at D'Amico as a meathead. So, like, for those of you who don't know, Steven Nelson, former Texans cornerback, after the recent tornadoes had put out on Instagram, "Let's go, Milk Dud Man. It's your time to shine. Damn all that meathead persona. Time to get your hands dirty for the city." So most people assumed that he was talking about D'Amico Ryans, taking a shot at both his baldness and his meathead persona, which he frankly does not have.
Yes.
Like he has the opposite of a meathead persona.
Right.
He's like a warrior poet, D'Amico. You know, he's got like all those elements. He's got like a Ronnie Lott persona in terms of being everything you want off the field and on.
Yeah.
That he can be like as a football coach or as a competitor himself. He's everything you want in terms of all the physical aggression and everything, but he turns it off immediately. Whereas Dan Campbell is more meathead 24/7, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would tend to agree with that. Where is Steven Nelson these days, Seth? Where's he
retired, Sean?
Oh, he did? Okay.
He goes, after putting out on social media that he doesn't respond to lowball offers. Turns out that those lowball offers, apparently. I got more news for you. When all the offers are lowball offers, that's the market, my friend.
Yep, that's it. That's it. This is from Larry in the Woodlands. The Jets game should be called the payback Quinnen Williams for injuring C.J. Stroud last year with that concussion and not getting penalized for it game. Are we sure?
I would say more go after the Texans interior line on that one. Quinnen Williams was just doing what football players do. It wasn't a dirty hit. Like by modern NFL standards, it met the requirements for just barely touching the quarterback as much as possible. If the left guard doesn't get steamrolled into oblivion there, then Quinnen Williams isn't in position to do that.
Yeah. Larry is, man, like this Jets game should be called the payback Quinnen Williams for injuring CJ last year with that concussion and not getting penalized for it game.
Penalized for what?
Someone is getting their nickname lessons from a certain radio host.
We used to call him Mr. Defensive Holding Waiting to Happen.
I mean, that's even longer than what show was calling Steven Nelson back in the day.
Has show taken you to task yet for continually mocking him?
No, and he listens.
Show?
I keep waiting for him to because I love Ron.
His kid listens. His son's in the car listening to you mock him.
Oh, like I haven't been mocked on other shows on this station before. Show knows I love him. Show was texting earlier because he was he was upset that we were he's a Kansas guy. So he was upset that we were replaying Roy Williams getting ready to leave Kansas. And I just texted him back. I said, "Bro, you got Bill Self out of the whole thing, and he's won multiple championships for you. You know, like you swapped it out just fine. I don't think there was a coach in between Roy Williams and Bill Self. I think you went straight from one really good coach to another really good coach."
There's two things you can't do at the same time. You cannot lament the way modern football is trending to where guys aren't allowed to hit quarterbacks and everything is being regulated out of the league and all of that, and then also be mad at Quinnen Williams for destroying your left guard and just hitting the quarterback the way, like, it wasn't a particularly violent hit or anything. Mm-hmm. You should be mad at the MetLife turf more so than, you should be mad at the MetLife turf. You should be mad at the offensive line. Basically everybody except Quinnen Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
This is like driving through the floodwaters and then being mad at the floodwaters. You know, like, oh, I can't believe you made me drive through you.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
No, Larry.
You sons of, you bastard floodwater.
Larry in the Woodlands won't let up. We should put multiple helmets to his knee until he's out of the game and out for the season. Enough
so
said.
We should respond to a clean football hit with dirtiness. Got yeah. it. Got yeah. it.
Until yeah. with dirtiness until it hurts him. Not like one hit and, oh, we didn't get him. Oh, well. Like, keep hitting his knee until he's done for the season.
Quinnen Williams, after that evening, had tweeted out, had posted, I pray CJ is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more mad at the turf than anything else. That turf
right.
sucks. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The turf. CJ's head bouncing off of that unforgiving turf
yeah.
is more so the issue than anything else. Quinnen Williams is about like 29th to blame in that whole scenario.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. It's a good way.
I'm the same way. People get mad at that offensive lineman that or that defensive lineman that fell on Tank Dell's leg. I'm like, that's what happens in a pile. Yeah. Like, you fall down. I just it's not his fault. I don't get mad at the wrong people. Get mad at the people that failed in their jobs on that play.
There was an angle where it looked like that lineman may have been putting a little extra sauce on the elbow to the leg down there.
So that's not what broke his leg.
No?
Not the extra oomph, I don't think.
Okay. Him just being kind of small.
Those are guys just playing football,
yeah.
man. If you don't want your football players to go play football, then just ignore the NFL.
Like,
you're not. I guarantee you, the guy that's mad at Quinnen Williams has at least 78 times made some joke about how it's all becoming flag football. You know, like that's just a no. You can't have it both ways. What do you want? Do you want it to be flag football? Like, you can't be begging for the Texans to be dirty
yeah.
to get retribution on a guy that was just making a clean football play.
Yep.
This guy, did you go lobby against Jake Marisnik when all he did was try to slide into home?
That's it. All right, Payne and Pendergast, final segment coming up. Man, I can't believe that some of you got by the Texas A&M head baseball coach. Two in particular. And we will take one last look at dissecting his lie. I want to find out how Lopez is feeling about this, too, during the toss. Dyed-in-the-wool Aggie John Lopez. We'll talk to him about that. That's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, just to refresh, this is what Texas A&M head baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel said after their loss to Tennessee on Monday night. This is the most indignant I've ever heard a coach denying that, especially at the collegiate level, denying that he's taking another job.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Write that. So understandably, the Aggies are hurting a little bit today. They feel scorned. I get it. I understand. As I told you, Seth, earlier, I was sitting next to an Aggie buddy of mine out at our local watering hole yesterday when this went down. He had just gotten done talking about what a great season it was and all the chatter around that, and the way Schlossnagel handled that question was a big topic, even independent of if he had gone to UT or not. Just how that was a, you know, how he kind of took the reporter to task. And boy, man, I mentioned this earlier, when that news came down, to be sitting next to an Aggie who is a diehard Aggie baseball fan. My buddy John sends his boys to Aggie baseball camp. Like, he is dyed-in-the-wool Aggie baseball. To get that tweet from Chip Brown while you're sitting next to an Aggie was like sitting next to a Beatlemaniac the night that John Lennon got shot, man.
Really?
Yeah, like, it was, yeah. I couldn't, I was trying to, like, console him. I'm like, hey, man, you got a great football coach. You got Elko. Football season's coming up. Like, things are good. Like, you know, it's all right. You guys are going to be a good baseball. He wasn't having any of it, man. So then I just started cracking jokes, and then I think John started getting mad at me. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's humor is tragedy plus time.
Yeah.
And you waited all of 37 seconds.
Dude, and John is the nicest guy ever. And when I could tell, like, he wasn't vibing my jokes at all, I'm like, God, am I being mean right now? I don't think
you're a bully is what you are.
maybe
you're an egg bully. You know better than Schlossnagel himself.
Right. Or Tyler Milner's brother, Sterling Milner, who, when I said that on Monday night, I sure hope Texas money whips this guy so we can put him, so we can get some honesty out of him, this Schlossnagel guy.
Yeah.
Sterling Milner is dropping to my guy on me. Oh, we got maroon money, bro. We got maroon money, my guy. Yeah.
A lot of evidence, pointing out, I think it's fair to say, like, it seems like there's going to be some reports here in the next couple days that the money whipping perhaps had already been done. And
that's what those marks were, yeah.
As various Texas recruits or various Aggie recruits had flipped over to Texas in recent weeks, that this is from Ryan Broninger from TexAggs. He says, as is usual with stuff like this, more intel starts leaking after the fact. Everything we've been able to track down and have been sent today, including screenshots, would indicate this is even slimier than we previously anticipated. And this is where it does. I mean, like, honestly, there's always going to be hurt feelings when a guy leaves a job. And sometimes there's an adamant denial or what have you sprinkled in here or there. I don't worry as much about whether he was mean to a reporter. That's what reporters get paid to have people be mean to them. That's part of the deal. But the way that toys with the emotions of Aggies really ultimately ended up to Schlossnagel in that moment didn't want to be uncomfortable. So he completely, totally, 100% duped all those Aggies on what the situation was.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's needlessly so.
There were players tweeting yesterday that they found out on social media he was leaving. That he didn't face. I mean, that's the cowardly stuff. Like, I'm with you. I can take getting testy with a reporter. You know who can take that? The reporter. In some ways, that's the best thing to happen to the reporter. Is I was the guy who got under Schlossnagel's skin. That reporter felt
with and that wasn't even the kind of question that reporter would have anticipated. A second, a third, a fourth follow up, maybe. But that was, hey, basically what he was asking was like, it seems like a lot of people, the Aggie people, knew this. They couldn't confirm it, but they pretty much were sure of it.
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the truth about this, or at least give a no comment or whatever. And Schlossnagel took that like he was being personally attacked.
Dude, if some of this is playing out the way that we're hearing, like some of the smoke and the rumors and some of the texts I've gotten from people, some of the people texting the show, if it's played out with the elements that people had pointed out today, that this was something that's been in the works for a long, long time, I think it's safe to assume it's been in the works for longer than the less than 24 hours between that press conference and Schlossnagel leaving. You'd be an idiot to think that two guys, Del Conte, the AD at UT, and Schlossnagel,
who's known Schlossnagel forever.
Who are great friends from their time at TCU, that they haven't discussed this possibility. So you got that. You've got the coaching staff, a bunch of the coaching staff, I guess, leaving to go with him. Clearly, I don't think those guys are making decisions 5 minutes after finding out. That's something that's been in the works. There have been flipped commitments that have taken place. My guess is the transfer portal is going to be a zoo now between these two schools. Schlossnagel not telling his current players face-to-face, if that's the case. And just like it has every element. And then just openly lying about it, just like being so indignant about it. Like this is about the slimiest way to go about a very uncomfortable situation. You know?
Which is, and I know a lot of times people will say, well, you know, what was he supposed to say? the same thing that almost every other coach says that doesn't create headlines like this. That's the answer. It happens all the time. And there is that gray area where, okay, is it lying or is it coach speak or whatever? Like, there's kind of like a respectable level of that that has to go on. But like, this was, it just felt, it was low down in terms of what you're doing to that Aggie fan base that helped you create everything that you did at A&M.
Yeah, no doubt. You and I had the Great American Lie-Off earlier on the show among college coaches. We did it twice. The Great American Lie-Off of 2024. We reprised some old audio from years past. We played Tom Herman lying about looking at the LSU and UT jobs right before the Memphis game. This is the one that you and I determined. We played Nick Saban lying about taking the Alabama job when he was a Dolphins coach. We played Rafael Palmeiro and Bill Clinton lying about various things. The one that I think you and I settled on for what should Schlossnagel have said? Because you're right. There's people going, what should he have said, guys? I think Roy Williams was like 90% of the way there to handling it the way you should. And keep in mind, when you hear Roy Williams here, he's the Kansas head coach in 2003. Like Schlossnagel, just moments after losing a championship game in his collegiate sport and being rumored for one of the blue blood coaching jobs in his profession, the North Carolina job. Here was Roy Williams.
Very understandably, you didn't want to address this issue during the week, but many people out there with the game over want to know what your level of interest is in the North Carolina job, Coach.
Bonnie, I could give a flip about what those people want. As a journalist, you have to ask that question. I understand that, but as a human being, that's all those people that want that answer to know right now, they're not very sensitive.
If they offer you the job, though, would you be willing to take it?
I haven't thought about that for one second. I haven't thought about that for one second. And the guy in your ear that told you have to ask that question, as a journalist, that's fine. But as a human being, that's not very nice because it's not very sensitive. And I got to think that in tough times that people should be more sensitive. I could give a about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he, you know, saying that he hadn't thought about it for a single second and everything. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, that's one lying, perfect. But whatever.
Yeah.
Playing the victim part is the part that I'm constantly amazed at these guys. It's like the classic, it's just so prevalent. As a player, when you have a coach that's just such a hypocrite about like never take accountability, do this, do that. Oh, but I'm the victim here. Oh, the humanity. How could you ask me this in this tender moment? Oh, toughen up, big boy.
Dude.
Toughen up, Schlossnagel. You can't handle the heat. Ooh, you can't handle the bright lights of college baseball.
College baseball.
Scrutiny from the media. Right. Ooh, Schlossnagel. Right. Ooh, you're so tough.
Right,
ooh.
Right. It's like the fourth most popular collegiate sport right now.
You're selfish. I left my family. I mean, my wife had already divorced me, but still, I left my broken family to take this job. I drove 2 hours to take this job.
Your family's leaving you. I left my family. No, you're getting. Anyways, I thought you laid out a pretty good game plan earlier in the show for something like this, which is when you're a head coach of a collegiate sports program, especially one where you know you're going to be in demand at some point. Like, you know you're good, and you know you've been it. Like, Schlossnagel himself has been in demand before. He's been the coach at UNLV, TCU, A&M. He's steadily climbed the ladder of programs, and now he's at one of the true collegiate baseball blue bloods. Getting your policy out there about questions like this early on, to where you can always point back to precedent, and I thought you're the point you made, which is I would get some of my buddies out there to plant some rumors early on in my career so that I can get it out there. Like, this is how I handle these.
Hey, you guys know my policy on this. Like, I just don't comment on it at all because it just leads to nothing but distraction. I keep my focus on the team.
And never deny. Never deny. Like, if you say no, the first time you go, I don't comment on this, you're like, but you did comment when you denied it. The answer always has to be, I do not comment on this. Your plan for that was excellent.
The same way as like when you tell your kids, like, hey, if you call and you need a ride home at 2 a.m. because there's so somebody doesn't drive drunk or something, you're not going to get in trouble for that.
Right.
Like, but then you can't turn around and then, ground them for 8 weeks.
That's right.
After you make that promise.
I think I'm most disappointed in John McClain through all this, that he fell for the Schlossnagel thing. 10:11 p.m. on Monday night. I mean, John has been through a million of these, right? Like coaches lying about things. The Aggies' pain shouldn't be unbearable. Yeah, they lost to the Vols, but keeping Coach Schloss means they beat the Longhorns.
Yeah.
Until they didn't. Damn,
until they
John.
Didn't keep them. Yeah. It was John's got he's got an admirable innocence to him in the way he takes what coaches say at face value.
Yeah,
there've been multiple. You know, to cover the sport or sports for decades and decades and still believe coaches at their word.
Yes,
it's an impressive display of trust in human nature.
You're right, and this is probably just the broken glass that comes with John McClain being a guy who every human being starts out with an A on his report card and has to earn their F. As opposed to some of us, you know, present company included, where pretty much everybody starts with like a C- with me, you know, thereabouts. What grade do people start with you, John?
C, C,
right
C,
in the middle?
C minus.
Okay, what about you, B Scott?
Prove it to me.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit more pessimistic. You guys go
D,
you're around a D.
Yeah,
60.
Yeah,
yeah. What grade is? Why are you talking to me?
F-.
Don't you know I like to be alone? What's this? Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
At the MetLife Turf, you should be mad at the offensive line. Basically everybody except Quinnen Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
This is like driving through the floodwaters and then being mad at the floodwaters. You know, like, oh, I can't believe you made me drive through you.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
No, Larry.
You bastard floodwater.
Larry in the Woodlands won't let up. We should put multiple helmets to his knee until he's out of the game and out for the season. Enough
said.
So
we should respond to a clean football hit with dirtiness. Got it.
With dirtiness until it hurts him. Not like one hit and, oh, we didn't get him. Oh, well. Like, keep hitting his knee until he's done for the season.
Quinnen Williams, after that evening, had posted, I pray CJ is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more mad at the turf than anything else. That turf sucks. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The turf. CJ's head bouncing off of that unforgiving turf is more so the issue than anything else. Quinnen Williams is about like 29th to blame in that whole scenario.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. It's a good way.
People get mad at that offensive lineman that or that defensive lineman that fell on Tank Dell's leg. I'm like, that's what happens in a pile. Yeah. Like you fall down. It's not his fault. Don't get mad at the wrong people. Get mad at the people that failed in their jobs on that play.
There was an angle where it looked like that lineman may have been putting a little extra sauce on the elbow to the leg down there.
That's not what broke his leg.
No?
Not the extra oomph, I don't think.
Okay. Him just being kind of small.
Those are guys just playing football, man. Yeah. If you don't want your football players to go play football, then just ignore the NFL.
Like,
you're not. I guarantee you the guy that's mad at Quinnen Williams has at least 78 times made some joke about how it's all becoming flag football. You know, like that's just a no. You can't have it both ways. What do you want? Do you want it to be flag football? Like you can't be begging for the Texans to be dirty to get retribution on a guy that was just making a clean football play.
Yep.
This guy, did you go lobby against Jake Mariznick when all he did was try to slide into home?
That's it. All right, Payne and Pendergast, final segment coming up. Man, I can't believe that some of you got by the Texas A&M head baseball coach. Two in particular. And we will take one last look at dissecting his lie. I want to find out how Lopez is feeling about this, too, during the toss. Dyed-in-the-wool Aggie John Lopez. We'll talk to him about that. That's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, just to refresh, this is what Texas A&M head baseball coach Jim Schlossnagel said after their loss to Tennessee on Monday night. This is the most indignant I've ever heard a coach denying that, especially at the collegiate level, denying that he's taking another job.
The rumors circulating today about a specific job opening. What do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Write that.
Write that. So understandably, the Aggies are hurting a little bit today. They feel scorned. I get it. I understand. As I told you, Seth, earlier, I was sitting next to an Aggie buddy of mine out at our local watering hole yesterday when this went down. He had just gotten done talking about what a great season it was and all the chatter around that, and the way Schlossnagel handled that question was a big topic, even independent of if he had gone to UT or not. Just how that was, how he kind of took the reporter to task. And boy, man, I mentioned this earlier, when that news came down, to be sitting next to an Aggie who is a diehard Aggie baseball fan. My buddy John sends his boys to Aggie baseball camp. Like, he is dyed-in-the-wool Aggie baseball. To get that tweet from Chip Brown while you're sitting next to an Aggie was like sitting next to a Beatlemaniac the night that John Lennon got shot, man.
Really?
Yeah, like it was, yeah. I was trying to like console him. I'm like, hey, man, you got a great football coach. You got Elko, football season's coming up. Like, things are good. Like, it's all right. You guys are going to be a good baseball. He wasn't having any of it, man. So then I just started cracking jokes, and then I think John started getting mad at me. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's humor is tragedy plus time.
Yeah.
And you waited all of 37 seconds.
Dude, and John is the nicest guy ever. And when I could tell, like, he wasn't vibing my jokes at all, I'm like, God, am I being mean right now? I don't think
you're a bully is what you are.
maybe
you're an egg bully. You know better than Schlossnagel himself.
Right. Or Tyler Milner's brother, Sterling Milner, who, when I said that on Monday night, I sure hope Texas money whips this guy so we can put him, so we can get some honesty out of him, this Schlossnagel guy.
Yeah.
Sterling Milner is dropping to my guy on me. Oh, we got maroon money, bro. We got maroon money, my guy. Yeah.
A lot of evidence pointing out, I think it's fair to say, like, it seems like there's going to be some reports here in the next couple days that the money whipping perhaps had already been done. And
that's what those marks were, yeah.
As various Texas recruits or various Aggie recruits had flipped over to Texas in recent weeks, that this is from Ryan Broninger from TexAggs. He says, as is usual with stuff like this, more intel starts leaking after the fact. Everything we've been able to track down and have been sent today, including screenshots, would indicate this is even slimier than we previously anticipated. And this is where it does. I mean, like, honestly, there's always going to be hurt feelings when a guy leaves a job. And sometimes there's an adamant denial or what have you sprinkled in here or there. I don't worry as much about whether he was mean to a reporter. That's what reporters get paid to have people be mean to them. That's part of the deal. But the way that toys with the emotions of Aggies really ultimately ended up to Schlossnagel in that moment didn't want to be uncomfortable. So he completely, totally, 100% duped all those Aggies on what the situation was.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's needlessly so.
There were players tweeting yesterday that they found out on social media he was leaving. That right. He didn't face. I mean, that's the cowardly stuff. Like, I'm with you. I can take getting testy with a reporter. You know who can take that? The reporter. In some ways, that's the best thing to happen to the reporter, is I was the guy who got under Schlossnagel's skin. That reporter felt...
And that wasn't even the kind of question that reporter would have anticipated. A second, a third, a fourth follow-up, maybe, but like that was... Hey, basically what he was asking was like, it seems like a lot of people, the Aggie people, knew this. They couldn't confirm it, but they pretty much were sure of it.
Yeah.
Basically saying like, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the truth about this, or at least give a no comment or whatever. And Schlossnagel took that like he was being personally attacked.
Dude, if some of this is playing out the way that we're hearing, like some of the smoke and the rumors and some of the texts I've gotten from people, some of the people texting the show, if it's played out with the elements that people had pointed out today, that this was something that's been in the works for a long, long time, I think it's safe to assume it's been in the works for longer than the less than 24 hours between that press conference and Schlossnagel leaving. You'd be an idiot to think that two guys, Del Conte, the AD at UT, and Schlossnagel...
Who's known Schlossnagel forever.
Who are great friends from their time at TCU, that they haven't discussed this possibility. So you got that. You've got the coaching staff... A bunch of the coaching staff, I guess, leaving to go with him. Clearly, I don't think those guys are making decisions 5 minutes after finding out that's something that's been in the works. There have been flipped commitments that have taken place. My guess is the transfer portal is going to be a zoo now between these two schools. Schlossnagel not telling his current players face to face, if that's the case. And just like it has every element, and then just openly lying about it, just like being so indignant about it. Like this is about the slimiest way to go about a very uncomfortable situation.
You know? Which is, I know a lot of times people will say, well, you know, what was he supposed to say? The same thing that almost every other coach says that doesn't create headlines like this. That's the answer. It happens all the time. And there is that gray area where, okay, is it lying or is it coach speak or whatever? Like, there's kind of like a respectable level of that has to go on. But like this was, it just felt it was low down in terms of what you're doing to that Aggie fan base that helped you create everything that you did at A&M.
Yeah, no doubt. You and I had the Great American Lie Off earlier on the show among college coaches. We did it twice. The Great American Lie-Off of 2024. We reprised some old audio from years past. We played Tom Herman lying about looking at the LSU and UT jobs right before the Memphis game. This is the one that you and I determined. We played Nick Saban lying about taking the Alabama job when he was a Dolphins coach. we played Rafael Palmeiro and Bill Clinton lying about various things. The one that I think you and I settled on for what should Schlossnagel have said? Because you're right. There's people going, what should he have said, guys? I think Roy Williams was like 90% of the way there to handling it the way you should. And keep in mind, when you hear Roy Williams here, he's the Kansas head coach in 2003. Like Schlossnagel, just moments after losing a championship game in his collegiate sport and being rumored for one of the blue blood coaching jobs in his profession, the North Carolina job, here was Roy Williams.
Very understandably, you didn't want to address this issue during the week, but many people out there with the game over want to know what your level of interest is in the North Carolina job, Coach.
Bonnie, I could give a flip about what those people want. As a journalist, you have to ask that question. I understand that, but as a human being, that's all those people that want that answer to know right now, they're not very sensitive.
If they offer you the job, though, would you be willing to take it?
I haven't thought about that for one second. And the guy in your ear that told you you have to ask that question, as a journalist, that's fine. But as a human being, that's not very nice because it's not very sensitive. And I got to think that in tough times that people should be more sensitive. I could give a about North Carolina right now. I've got 13 kids in that locker room that I love.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he, you know, saying that he hadn't thought about it for a single second and everything. Okay. Yeah. Obviously, that's that's one lying, perfect. But whatever.
Yeah.
The playing the victim part is the part that I'm constantly amazed at these guys. It's like the classic, it's just so prevalent. Like as a player, when you have a coach that's just such a hypocrite about like never take accountability, do this, do that. Oh, but I'm the victim here. Oh, the humanity. How could you ask me this in this tender moment? Oh, toughen up, big boy.
Dude.
Toughen up, Schlossnagel. You can't handle the heat. Ooh, you can't handle the bright lights of college baseball.
College baseball.
Scrutiny from the media. Right. Ooh, Schlossnagel. Right. Ooh, you're so tough.
Right,
ooh.
Right. It's like the fourth most popular collegiate sport right now.
selfish. I left my family. I mean, my wife had already divorced me, but still, I left my broken family this job. I drove 2 hours to take this job.
Your family's leaving you. I left my family. No, you're getting. Anyways, I thought you laid out a pretty good game plan earlier in the show for something like this, which is when you're a head coach of a collegiate sports program, especially one where you know you're going to be in demand at some point. Like, you know you're good, and you know you've been in. Like, Schlossnagel himself has been in demand before. He's been the coach at UNLV, TCU, A&M. He's steadily climbed the ladder of programs, and now he's at one of the true collegiate baseball blue bloods. Getting your policy out there about questions like this early on, where you can always point back to precedent, and I thought you're... The point you made, which is I would get some of my buddies out there to plant some rumors early on in my career so that I can get it out there like this is how I handle these.
Hey, you guys know my policy on this. Like, I just don't comment on it at all because it just leads to nothing but distraction. I keep my focus on the team.
And never deny. Never deny. Like, if you say no, the first time you go, I don't comment on this, you're like, but you did comment when you denied it. The answer always has to be, I do not comment on this. Your plan for that was excellent.
Same way as like when you tell your kids, like, hey, if you call and you need a ride home at 2 a.m. because there's a, you know, so somebody doesn't drive drunk or something, you're not going to get in trouble for that.
Right.
Like, but then you can't turn around and then, you know, ground them for 8 weeks after you make that promise.
I think I'm most disappointed in John McClain through all this, that he fell for the Schlossnagel thing. 10:11 p.m. on Monday night. I mean, John has been through a million of these, right? Like, coaches lying about things. The Aggies' pain shouldn't be unbearable. Yeah, they lost to the Vols, but keeping Coach Schloss means they beat the Longhorns.
Yeah.
Until they didn't. Damn,
until they didn't keep them. Yeah. It was John's he's got an admirable innocence to him in the way he takes what coaches say at face value.
Yeah.
There've been multiple, you know, to cover the sports for decades and decades and still believe coaches at their word.
Yes.
It's an impressive display of trust in human nature.
You're right, and this is probably just the broken glass that comes with John McClain being a guy who every human being starts out with an A on his report card and has to earn their F. As opposed to some of us, you know, present company included, where pretty much everybody starts with like a C minus with me, you know, thereabouts. What grade do people start with you, John?
C, Lopez? Yeah, C,
right
C,
in the middle?
C minus.
Okay, what about you, B, Scott?
Prove it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more pessimistic. You got to go
D, yeah.
Yeah, you're around a D,
yeah.
60.
Yeah.
Yeah. What grade is, why are you talking to me?
That would be an F minus.
Don't you know I like to be alone? What's this? Yeah.
Adam Spillane starts with a grade F and it never moves.
Yeah. He hates everybody.
But you know what? He surprisingly does the same thing that McClain did here, where I feel like a lot of our traditional type of reporters do the thing where they want to be deferential to the word, to the official word, the party line.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you guys have done this enough to know that this is nonsense, that this is BS, that they're lying to you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting that they do this every time, but they also know what's going on.
Where is this Aggie friend John Lopez?
Mm-hmm.
Where is this sequence of events on the level of salvo between these two schools?
Oh, it's nuclear. In terms
does it
of,
spill over into other sports?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
In terms of salvo, absolutely it does. It's actually good for everyone involved.
Is
in
Texas
terms of
even
rivalry.
Officially in the SEC yet?
As of July 1st,
okay, they're not even in the SEC yet. This is great.
We got a few days. I think.
We're declaring war in 3 days, but here's a grenade. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
But the timing of it is perfect, though, right? I mean, right when.
No bad time for this.
Yes.
I mean, the rivalry's been disjointed, though, for over a decade now, and right when it's about to be, you know, when the fire's about to be rekindled here, you get one of these.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's perfect timing.
Is Greg Sankey going to, like, if there were any untoward goings-ons, like, in the way that he left and what he might have done to recruits or whatever that people are speculating out there right now, if he knew that he had this job weeks in advance, does Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, does he end up saying, like, well, they weren't in the SEC at the time, so not my purview?
Or he's just waiting with a suspension.
Absolutely.
Like that's their housewarming gift, moving into the SEC.
Yeah. Why is there no tampering in college sports?
Really, Lopez?
No, I'm just tampering. Asking. I just thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Because it's all tampering.
It's all tampering. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all tampering.
It's all tampering.
It's all tampering.
Speaking of a sham.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm guessing this will be a topic on the show.
You will hear it early on.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. I will say this to you guys. I think you guys have covered this pretty damn well all morning.
Thank you.
But there are a couple of things that I don't know if you've mentioned or not. Did you know that Jim Schlossnagel scheduled their biggest recruiting weekend this coming weekend, the Aggies?
They being the Aggies?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Knowing in April that he was going to do this.
So recruiting for who is the question?
Well no, like, no, there's going to get a lot of transfer portals and all that
stuff. Yeah.
Recruiting, quote
unquote. And that recruiting weekend is dead.
I would still.
That should have been the first red flag was when that they scheduled that at a hotel in Austin. We were wondering what he was up to. We thought he was just, you know, sticking it in their faces, but no.
Where are we meeting? At the Irwin Center.
Exactly.
We'll do at 11:20 the biggest liar in sports, similar to what y'all did with Roy Williams. And obviously Tom Herman.
Some good ones out there.
Yeah, man. Who's the biggest liar in sports? I feel like old Jim is gonna be a pretty good contender. You know,
he's pretty high up.
Well, call it recency bias if you want.
Maybe.
That was pretty bad.
Did Brett Favre ever make like any adamant denials before the picture of his member surfaced?
You mean Bill Clinton type denial?
Was Brett Favre? I don't know if Brett Favre ever angrily denied the charges against them.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
I don't remember. Yeah. I'd have to see what the picture looked like to know whether or not I would deny it. You know, like maybe some pride in it.
It was less impressive than something. It was something he might not want to own up to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I would have vehemently denied.
Yeah, I would have gotten ahead.
That ain't me.
I would have gotten ahead of it. I would have had a PR team ready to speak on my behalf.
Chaos management.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who had a similar somebody who denied it without getting angry was DeAndre Hopkins when there was that picture that floated out, and that's where the biggest thing I would feel bad mad about with DeAndre Hopkins with that photo is that sometimes having gigantic hands comes at a cost when it comes to point of reference. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
expecting a little more.
If that was the picture you're going to leak, I wish I had tiny hands.
It's all about perspective. All about perspective.
All right. We are done. We're out of time. You're listening to KLT, KLT HD2 and Odyssey Station. Seth, antibodies to you. I will see you tomorrow.
Oh, antibodies and all the pictures you want.
Thank you.
Anyway, if you want me to, Sean, I'll
no,
do
I'm
it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
He's ready. Okay.
Thanks for the offer. No, I'm good. If you're going out to the Astros game today and you see me, say hello. Hopefully see a lot of listeners out there and Stros fans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.